From Hollywood, California, the XYZ Company presents Your Hometown Reporter. At this point, gentlemen, your first commercial will be heard, after which, back to... And now, Tom O'Neill bringing Hollywood, California to Buffalo, New York.
Hello, Buffalo. This is your hometown reporter, Tom O'Neill, bringing you news and views of Hollywood, the glamour capital of the world. This program is brought to you by the XYZ Company, makers of the finest products. The XYZ Company, where manufacturing is an art, invites you to draw up a chair, make yourself comfortable, and listen while I tell you about the latest happenings in Hollywood. Today, Hollywood is up to its collective ears in political controversy. The recent visits of the presidential candidates have lighted the fires of oratory, and now it's possible to drop into any small meeting and hear your favorite movie star expounding the qualifications of their favorite candidate. Campaign buttons are appearing on the man in the street, and curb conversation is becoming more pointed. Wherever you go, the conversation is usually concerned with casting problems at the studio. So politics makes for a welcome change in the crying room. And speaking of the crying room, Felix Nelson, one of our better Negro actors, was in the other day and told us about being summoned to a major studio to test for a part as an African sentinel. Now, here is the irony of the situation. You may know that Felix was the model for the original painting, African Sentinel, that hangs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. But when he showed up at the studio, he was told he wasn't the type. Maybe they wanted Al Jolson, but that's Hollywood. Now, I'd like you to meet one of the busiest radio actors in Hollywood, Mr. Patrick McGinn. Pat has so many radio programs on the air and is cast in so many character roles, he sometimes finds it difficult to remember who he really is. He has been with the Red Skelton Show for the past 7 years. He has been on the Abbott and Costello Show, Bob Hope, Screen Guild, The Man Called X, Dennis Day, Life of Riley, Family Theater, Joan Davis, and Strange Adventure. And so many others, I haven't time to tell you about them. But I can tell you Pat has been to Buffalo. Pat, you know this is an exclusive Buffalo show, and I'd like you to tell us what you know about Buffalo.
Well, Tom, my first visit to Buffalo was in 1926 when I was with the musical comedy Gay Paree, and we opened at the Tech Theater on Main Street.
Yes, remember that show. You know Schubert's Tech has been torn down now, and the Shea Theater interests have a first-class movie house there.
Yes, I heard that. I suppose they still have those wonderful audiences there. You know, it was really wonderful to play to a Buffalo audience. When they were with you, they let you hear it. And if the show was no good, they let you hear it, too. You couldn't hear a thing. Well, I visited Buffalo again with the Ringling Circus in 1933. We played on the lot out at Broadway and Bailey, I believe. And I want you to know that never any place in the country did we get such fine handling as we got at the Buffalo Railroad Yard. Those boys sure knew their stuff when it came to shunting circus cars around.
Well, you know Buffalo is a first-class railroad center, and I'm not surprised the boys knew their stuff.
Another thing, Tom, Buffalo is very dear to me because my sister, Mrs. Frank Morrissey, lives there on Proctor Street. Maybe you know my brother-in-law, Frank. He works for the Iroquois Gas Company.
Sure, I know Frank. I believe he's an office manager at one of the branches. Tell me, Pat, how do you manage to keep so many radio shows going out here? It seems to me every time I turn the dial, I hear you in a spot commercial or a soap opera. Then in the evening, you're Greasy Gus or somebody on the Whistler. Then I turn to the Skelton Show and you're Red's grandfather.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom. A long time ago, one of my teachers told me that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And I just didn't want the old boy, the devil, that is, cluttering up my mind, so, well, I went to work.
Well, that may be all very well. But I think a guy has to have something on the ball. And from what I'm able to gather around the town, you are the guy.
Oh, careful, Thomas, or we'll turn this into a Hildegard to Lolly broadcast. Seriously, though, the big thing now is television, and everybody and their uncle's talking about it. Have you seen much television lately?
Yes, I did, and I think the industry's due for a big surprise any day. And I believe Rudy Valley's doing some big things about it, isn't he?
He certainly is. And like everything else Rudy's ever done, he's gone into this thing in a big way. And there are half a dozen other concerns working to take the kinks out of it also.
Boy, what a wonderful age we're living in. But to get back to Hollywood, Pat, I wish the people in Buffalo could see that tremendous benefit the Musicians Local 47 puts on in Hollywood Bowl every year for the benefit of the Veterans Hospital.
Isn't that something? You know, that's one time every star in Hollywood turns out to make that show a success. Do you know that last year they couldn't get all the people into the bowl and the capacity's 20,000?
I know it. Despite the heartbreak and struggles to get ahead, Hollywood certainly gets out with the jewels and diamonds when it comes to do a benefit for a worthy cause. Pat, how about some of the things that happen incidental to a broadcast on a Skelton show?
Well, Tom, one incident comes to my mind. It was quite funny. You know, before our regular broadcast, we have a preview of the show to get an audience reaction. At one of our recent previews, there was a fellow in the audience who would laugh hysterically every time anyone said anything. One of the cast will just have to mention that it was a cold night outside. This fellow would go into peals of laughter. Well, you can imagine how disconcerting it was to the people at the microphone. However, after the show, the fellow came backstage and asked to talk to Red Skelton. He told Red he would like to be hired as a professional laughing boy and believed this would stimulate audience reaction.
What did Skelton say?
Well, I don't think he quite agreed with this young man.
You know, I'm going to interview Red Skelton on one of our future programs, and I'm going to ask him what he said. But, Pat, thanks a lot for the interview, and I want you to know that I appreciate it.
Well, glad to do it any time, Tom. Next time you're in Buffalo, drop me a card here in Hollywood, please.
You bet I will. And now, a word from our sponsor.
At this point, gentlemen, your middle commercial will be heard. And then, back to Tom O'Neill.
And now for a little department we call Hollywood on the Half Shell. If any of you good people in Buffalo are complaining about that good old IRC transportation, don't. Here in Hollywood, we can't travel north and south on any public transportation after 2 a.m. So help me, it's the truth. Hollywood Boulevard runs east and west. Two blocks to the south and running parallel is Sunset Boulevard. About 10 blocks to the south of this is Wilshire Boulevard. Now, if you were on Wilshire Boulevard about 1:45 a.m. and wanted to come to Hollywood Boulevard by streetcar or bus, you would have to board a bus and ride all the way to downtown Los Angeles to the terminal. There you would transfer to a streetcar and arrive in Hollywood about 4 a.m. In all, you would have traveled a distance of about 12 miles when your original starting point on Wilshire was less than 2 miles from Hollywood Boulevard. Never again would I complain about a trip from Lackawanna to Kenmore. Do you think 4 cents is too much to pay for a Buffalo newspaper? Don't. Here in Los Angeles, the three metropolitan dailies got together and upped the price of their papers from 5 to 7 cents. It looks like the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce might inaugurate one of their late war restrictions and start a share of the newspaper campaign. Cornwell Jackson has almost completed the star roster for the Elves and Holiday shows to be produced by Earl Eby. Barbie Armbruster will conduct, Don Ameche will MC, and Ken Carpenter will announce. The 2 hours of stars for Thanksgiving will be studded with Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, Red Skelton and Pat McGinn, Jack Benny, Vera Veig, Francis Langford, Mario Lanza, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, Andre Praven and the Mills Brothers, and for the Christmas version, it will be Al Jolson, Edgar Bergen, Bob Hope, Ozzie and Harriet Nelson, Cass Daly, Lars Melchior, Danny Thomas, Joe Stafford, Sandra Bakova, and Red Engel and his novelty group. Now for the most pleasant part of our program. An interview with a couple of hometowners. And on this occasion, it is especially nice because these hometowners happen to be two lovely Buffalonians arrived this week by American Airlines, Miss Janet Julius and Miss Patricia Worthington. Tell me, girls, did you enjoy your trip?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Just lovely, especially when we landed at Lockheed Airport.
Oh, I'll say, that view just takes your breath away.
Miss Julius, what do you do in Buffalo?
I work for the New York Telephone Company.
A fine company. Do you by any chance know Mr. Ott Wurgis?
Oh, yes, Mr. Wurgis is district supervisor and a wonderful executive.
You know, I used to know Ott in the old days when we were both salesmen for the company. And incidentally, do you know that a good telephone employee never, never, under any circumstances, uses the word phone? It's always telephone.
Oh, yes, I never violate that rule.
Good for you. And now, Miss Worthing, what is your profession?
Well, I attend the University of Buffalo. I'm majoring in dramatic art.
Ah, I knew it. You wouldn't be a Buffalonian if you weren't interested in the theater. Well, you certainly hit the right town for a student of dramatic art. Now for the big question. How do you like Hollywood?
Oh, exciting. Wonderful. I wish all my friends in South Buffalo could have been with us.
Oh, yes, we saw so many movie stars.
Well, I can see you two are enjoying it. Have you been to any of the studios yet?
No, we haven't.
Well, we'll see if we can't fix that. The XYZ company never forgets its friends, you know. We'll see if we can't arrange a trip through one of the major studios for you. Would you like that?
Bet we would.
Now, tell me, have you shopped at any of our fine department stores?
Oh, yes. Yesterday we were in the Broadway Hollywood and bought some wonderful perfumes.
Well, Broadway Hollywood is one of our best. How does it compare with the stores in Buffalo?
Oh, well, it's nice, but I think J.N.'s is just as nice. In fact, I think J.N.'s is one of the nicest stores in the whole country. The prices here seem to be on level with our stores at home, but by golly, we have better styles on Main Street than any I've seen here on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, now, if you aren't the one. But seriously, Patricia, don't you think that is because the temperate weather out here and people favor a more relaxed style in dress, they aren't so style conscious as the more formal eastern cities?
Oh, I don't know about that, Tom. I don't think climatic conditions have anything to do with being chic.
Well, look, I have a suggestion. Why don't you girls visit a few of the nightclubs out here? And I'll bet you'll see some styles that will delight you. By the way, how are the hotel accommodations we got for you?
Just marvelous. Right in the heart of Hollywood, and just think. We have coffee and orange juice served to us every morning, and it's on the house.
I'm glad you're pleased with your hotel. And don't forget tomorrow, through the courtesy of the XYZ Company, we're going to take you to lunch at the Brown Derby, the favorite restaurant of the stars. And girls, I'll bet you'll see some chic outfits there. Now we have to bring our most pleasant interview to a close and give my regards to all my friends back in the home, old hometown, will you? And so long until tomorrow.
Goodbye,
Tom. Bye, Tom. We enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah.
And so, Buffalo, we regretfully come to the close of our hometown party, brought your way by the XYZ Company. And here's an invitation. If you're planning to visit Hollywood, call the XYZ Company at Mohawk 65743. And they will be glad to arrange for us to act as your representatives here in Hollywood, to make hotel reservations for you, secure tickets to the radio broadcast, and in general, suggest to you places to go and sights to see during your visit. And don't forget, buy XYZ products at your favorite retail store. Until tomorrow, at the same time, on the same station, this is your hometown reporter, Tom O'Neill, saying adios, saludos amigos, until we meet again from Hollywood.
This is a Crowder radio production of Hollywood, California.